For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles Radiothon Day. Remember, you can donate at any time by texting 53209. Text the word afternoon, and then you can donate whatever you want. If you want to buy the t-shirt, the Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey, or bid on anything, including having this show broadcast at your home or business, go to eaglesradiothon.com. Joining us now, as we come up to the probably, or no, definitely up until this point, the most important series of the Philly season. Jack, could you get L.A. up for me? My button's not working there. Is the great Larry Anderson. L.A., thank you for joining us, sir.
Certainly. I'm just so excited about joining you today after last night.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? We all warmed our hearts, you know? Feeling so good after winning the first two games of the series. What better way to end it than with yesterday?
That's right. That's right. Well, it didn't go well.
Nah. Well, do you think Taiwan Walker starts another game for the Phillies this year?
Perhaps. I don't know, honestly, and I'm not trying to dog him. I'm just saying I don't know if he'll start before the playoff berth is clinched.
Right. Yeah, that makes a good that's a good point. There could be games after that don't mean anything, I guess, in terms of seeding and that sort of stuff. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, but to me, there were signs as his velocity ticked up a little bit. He threw some good splits. Some, you know, one was hit out, but you know, he went well for a few innings. It's the bottom line. I mean, you can't change that, and that's, I think, where the concern is.
So, it does seem like, you know, there is something obviously not working for him, you know, velocity aside. How hard is it for a player to either identify what that thing is or come to grips with the fact that something is gone?
I think it's hard. I think having experienced, you know, tough seasons myself, I mean, I think just about everybody has. You start to question, have I lost it? Am I losing it? And your confidence really, it plays a big part in it. And you start losing it, you start questioning yourself a little bit, and it's really tough. You have to battle and battle and battle. And I think I said it a couple of weeks ago, like sometimes you maybe just have to lie to yourself a little bit, that you're okay. I mean, just to get you back on track. But I think, I mean, it's beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
He throws over the top. He throws downhill. He was talking about, you know, we were doing it, working on my sinker, and it's like, what about throwing to right-handers, just spotting the ball down and away? Nobody, and I'll say it again, nobody even chases that pitch. No, even goes after that pitch, down and away. You can't do anything with it. Guys complain about it when it's at the knees. They think it's low, but I don't ever hear anybody talking about throwing downhill and hitting that bottom outside corner to right-handers. If you're a right-handed pitcher, left-handers, to left-handers. I don't understand how that isn't emphasized. It baffles my mind that pitchers themselves aren't aware of it. When you throw down at the knees and your outer third of the plate and that little in the corner of that box, Nobody does anything with that pitch, even if they swing at it. They might dribble one through the right side. There's no damage is going to be done, but yet we're throwing fastballs inside 2-1 counts, 3-1 counts, elevating fastballs. Like, it's almost like, well, we're trying all these other things because, well, maybe we know that one works, but let's see if these other things work, these other spots work. They don't. They haven't.
Yeah.
But if you pitch down and away, you can have success. But it's somehow that's missing everybody's mind in Major League Baseball, and it just, it's baffling.
The thing I wonder with Taiwan, L.A., is the impact or the effect in the clubhouse. In other words, the best you can describe to us from what you may know about his sort of standing or relationship inside the clubhouse. What's he like with his teammates? In other words, I'm wondering, does this impact these guys? When he's about to be on the mound pitching, how are they responding? I know they get paid to do a job, and they're supposed to go out there and do their job, but I'm wondering how this affects their morale as a team going out there. Are they trying to rally around him, or is it one of these, oh, my God, he's on the mound today, and are we going to win this game? I'm just spitballing here as to how this affects the other guys in the clubhouse.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to be in their mind to read it, but they'll say all the right things. They're not going to throw their teammates under the bus. They're gonna say all the right things. But like last year, they rallied around him. They scored a lot of runs for him last year. He won 15 games. And you don't do that. I mean, when you have a somewhat high ERA like he did, you don't win 15 games if you're not getting a lot of runs scored for you. Mm-hmm. They're not doing the same this year for him, and whether maybe they're trying to do too much, trying to help him out, I don't know. But I think when you talk to fans, and I don't think fans are any different than players as far as what they're thinking about the game or what.
Right.
I mean, it's a confidence thing. I mean, these players have confidence in themselves, but. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that there's not times when a teammate goes out on the mound or goes up to the plate where they're like, oh, this isn't going to go well. They're not going to say that. But are they thinking that? I don't know. I can't say. But I find it hard to believe that at least some of them aren't going, oh, man, we need it. He's got to step up. He's got to do something
right
today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're not going to dog him.
Of course.
But I think there's a confidence thing within Taiwan himself, and I think there's a confidence thing for his teammates watching him.
Yeah.
You know, one thing and the last Taiwan question, it's actually more of a general question. One thing you said there is scoring runs for him. So I've always thought, being not a professional ball player, when I hear about run support for a certain pitcher, because I remember the conversation was actually with Hamels for a little bit, is that he didn't get run support, or we've had that conversation with Nola. Is that like a real thing that you think hitters play, you know, almost not play to their competition, but play to their pitcher at some point? Like if it's a great pitcher, maybe they don't score as many, or if it's a pitcher like Taiwan who he gets a lot of support. Do you think that there is a real sort of correlation between the two?
I don't.
Okay.
I really don't. I think, you know, you've seen pitchers, like you mentioned, Hamels, goes out there, it's like, we know he's tough. He's gonna shut him down. I don't think the players go into that thinking, well, so we don't have to hit very good today, because that's just not their general nature. Every hitter wants to go out there and go 5 for 5 and hit 3 home runs and drive in 7 or 8. Uh-huh. So I don't think that changes with who's on the mound as far as the hitter's mentality or coming to the park or something and thinking, well, we got Wheeler going today, or we got Nola or whoever it may be. Saying, well, you know, he'll shut them down. We only have to score a few. I don't think that's a mentality of a, at least not of a good hitting team. I don't think that is. I think it's more I just don't think it's a correlation between that and the run support.
We're talking to Larry Anderson. So let me take you to, 3:55 yesterday, previous to yesterday's game. And the Phillies had won, you know, had won the series in Kansas City, had won the first two against the Astros, two really good teams. At what point, or did you feel, okay, we're out of this thing now? Whatever that funk was going on for 6 weeks, did you feel like they were out of it? And if not, what needs to happen for you to feel good about it?
Well, I kind of felt they were out of it, but I think they need to hit decent pitching consistently. And I know we scored, you know, those four games, we scored some runs. And then there were some pretty good pitchers. I think Singer wasn't bad, and whoever was after him, they're not bad pitchers. They're pretty good pitchers, and we did a number. Lugo was having a great year, and we did a number on him. And coming in here and getting the first two games, but then Eric Geddy comes in, and I know he's been pitching well coming into the game, but man, to see fastball after fastball after fastball, and I know he had a good breaking ball too, but fastballs all over the plate, swinging and missing, swinging and missing, swinging and missing, or maybe foul one off. But, I mean, how long do we go before we even put a ball in play? And, I mean, he wasn't painting with his fastball. I mean, at least what I saw. There was a lot of hittable pitches that we were just swinging right through. And I don't know, maybe it was tough to see. It didn't appear to be that tough for them. I don't know. Maybe he hides the ball. Maybe it gets on him quicker than they expect. But he was 94 with a lot of pitches, 94, 95 with his fastball. Not a ton of movement. Again, he had a pretty good breaking ball. But the fastballs, when they did get him, it's like, I don't know if they weren't ready for him or weren't sitting on him or what. But I'd like to see some consistency up and down the lineup on hitting, you know, pitches that are hittable. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, which I, you know, 3 out of 10 times you're going to be successful if you're a real good hitter, and the other 7 not so much. But just squaring balls up, I don't know. I'm not ready to say they're out of it until we see what happens in the next 10 days. Kansas City.
Yeah.
2 games in Kansas City and 2 games here. I don't. That's not a big recipe or a big size of. I don't know to say they're out of it. I mean, mm-hmm. It certainly is in the right direction for a change. We hadn't seen that for a while, but to sustain it, I think you need to see that through this series and the next few series to say they're out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've got it all together.
Yeah. You like what you saw from Ranger last week?
Absolutely. I really did. And I think that's a big boost for the club, just even if he's not pitching, just knowing that they have him there, that he's able to come back and he can, you know, do what he did in that start and just improve on that as far as getting some more innings. Uh-huh. I think that's huge for them, just from a mental aspect, going, yeah, we got this Sanchez tonight. I think they feel good about where they're at with the pitching, but they have to get some hits too. They have to drive the runs in themselves.
Well, LA, I have to say this. I'm not happy that they've put themselves in this situation where they only have a 5-game lead in the division, because if, you know, over the last 2 months, if they had played even decent baseball, they could be up 13 games. However, yes. I do like the fact that here we are in late August and we have an incredibly meaningful series against the Braves. And part of me says that, you know, them going into the playoffs, at least feeling a little pressure and being battle tested, assuming they pass that test, could be a positive for the team. So I'm actually really looking forward to the series, even though it makes me really nervous.
I am too, and it's obviously a huge series, the biggest series of the year. But if they don't get it together and play consistently, offense, defense, pitching, I don't see them any way of not being in the playoffs, but honestly, the way things have gone, it would not surprise me if we were the third wild card team. That doesn't mean you can't win the World Series, but I'm just saying the way San Diego's playing, the way Arizona's playing, and what Atlanta's doing with completely decimated ball club, and that the fact that they're gaining on us, I mean, that's alarming to me.
Yeah, well, with as much as we've all said, you know, and it depends on the day, best record in baseball, best record in baseball, there are a lot of teams bunched up. I mean, there's not a huge difference, to your point, between the best record and the third wild card at this point. So,
No. You
know, it's really playoffs from now until the end of the season, to be quite honest with you.
And it's exciting time. I mean, I expect them to go out there and just answer the bell. I really do. But and when I say I wouldn't be surprised, I don't mean I think that's going to happen.
Sure.
I'm just saying it could happen because I think their schedule, for one, is not that easy. This 4-game series here, they still got some tough road trip. They got to do it. And the good thing is, I think, like you said, they're battle tested and they know what they got to do. And they talk about being such a resilient team. And I think they need to show us that.
Yeah, well, resilient after 10-0. Let's resilient tonight.
Yeah,
let's not wait on that any longer.
Exactly.
All right, LA. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Yep.
There he is, Larry Anderson. Man, that wouldn't be surprised to be the third wild card stung a little bit.
No, it hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you? I am both excited and nervous about this series. And where are you guys at with the Braves series?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. I think there's some exciting energy there, but also a little bit of nervous energy, only because for whatever reason, the Braves seem to have the Phillies number this year. They just do, during the regular season. So, you know, this is a big series. They did this lineup when they moved up Taijuan Walker to yesterday. They had this in mind. They had the Atlanta Braves series in mind with all of their guys back. They're going to throw their top four pitchers at the Braves as if this was a playoff series. I like the way Rob Thompson has set this up because they know they can also deliver a kill shot to the Braves.
Sure.
And this is an opportunity to possibly go up, I don't know. Say they win the series 3-1, they'll be up 7 games after the series. They'll be up 7 games after the series. That's difficult to overcome with a month left to go. Only the Mets blow leads like that late down the stretch.
Don't put that
into
the universe.
I'm just saying, they've done it. They've done it. I'm just saying, I feel like they have put themselves in position to say, this is the time to do it right now.
Yeah.
We're at home. We got our four best pitchers going. Let's go.
And it's not getting thrown out of the game. It's not flipping over a table.
No, it's none of that stuff. Yeah.
But it is Rob Thompson setting up the rotation for this series shows that he knows that it's important.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's his way of showing urgency. I actually even think almost, not that he gave them off yesterday, but I think he understood what he was doing yesterday because he knows how important
this
series is.
He gave them off yesterday.
Yeah. Well, they took it.
Yeah.
They all took it off.
Yes.
How are you feeling, Phillies guy?
I'm nervous, but
yeah.
I'm definitely excited to see if they show up. But I think this series will tell us a lot about where this team is at.
You know what I feel in my gut?
What?
I feel a split, but an unfulfilling split. I don't want them to lose 3 or 4. That's not what
I agree.
Want.
Yeah.
I want them to win 3 or 4 or win all 4 of them and feel good about it.
Yeah.
I get the sense that this season until the very end is going to keep us wondering.
And you know what though? That's okay. I'm sorry we don't get the cushion ride to the playoffs. I'm sorry. We don't get that. I'm sorry.
We blew it. We blew our chance.
Yeah, we don't get it. So, and quite frankly, at the beginning of the year, and I remember saying this, when wanting to win the division and having a bye week, one thing I said was, I don't think they're going to run away with the division. So in years past when teams have done that, they've sort of cruised to the end and they couldn't flip the switch once the playoffs started. This, in some strange way, they're going to fight all the way through the end here. So even if they win the division and get the bye week, It won't be the same as if they cruised into the playoffs. They will already have been somewhat in a battle and being battle tested where the rest could actually do them some good.
Well, because even if, let's say they put the division away, let's say they win 4 in a row here, they're up 9 games, whatever, they're still going to be in a battle until the end of the season for a top 2 seed. That's not going away. Maybe the last 2 games or something, but that battle happens for the rest of the season. I get the sense that the rest of this year is going to be us, you know, at you know, on the
we get playoff
the edge
baseball
of our seat.
Early.
Yes. Yeah.
We get sure. early. There is... Every game means something down the stretch.
Yeah. There's something
I'm
positive.
Sorry, Jack.
What?
You don't get an easy cakewalk into the playoffs. Sorry.
I know this team too well.
No more wagon tweets. No yes. more wagon tweets.
Yes. Well, they were a wagon. And the wagon might have lost the wheel.
Yes.
And hopefully we get the wheel
I'm
fixed.
Sorry.
No, I really did feel too easy at one point. I was like, yeah. this feels wrong.
Yeah.
We need a little. What was it? Trepidation. We need a little bit of that.
Adversity. Anxiety.
Yeah, we need a little bit of that.
Well, the other thing, and I told Jack this, I think yesterday or today, the Braves are just not going to stop winning.
No, nope.
You can tell they have that stink on them that they are going to make this difficult the rest of the year. They're not going away. They have lost the number of. Games they've lost
to injury.
And
they ran the Mets down, remember?
What's that?
They ran the Mets down 2 years ago.
They did. And the Mets won 100 games and blew the division. They won 100 games and blew the division. The number of injuries the Braves have had this year, they should be cooked. And the fact that they're not has given them this sort of confidence and swagger. They are not scared coming into Citizens
Bank
Park.
We laughed at the manager in May, June. When he said their goal was to win the division, not just make the playoffs, we laughed at him.
Mm-hmm. At Snicker.
Yes. I remember him saying it.
And we got Witt's revenge. Witt will be back in town this weekend.
Oh,
Witt's revenge.
Well, what, he had five hits the last time hits, or so?
No, Whit I mean, in one game he had five.
About giving him one in the rib?
Yeah, well, listen, I agree. See if this team still has any toughness in there.
Are you give it to
him.
Merrifield?
Yes!
Of all people? Nah, shouldn't we hit, wait, who
was... Ozuna?
Who was staring down
Harvard? Oh, Arcia?
Arcia, yeah.
He's going to have a long week.
He definitely should. Yeah, he's going to have a long week.
Well, by the way, it better not just be a long week with the fans. Like, it can't just be booing him.
Right.
That guy.
Are you saying you like the first baseman hit his first home run since August 8th?
What's it?
You would like to see a home run from the
first? He hasn't hit a first. Well, he's too busy letting guys steal home to hit home runs. He's letting other guys get home rather than our Bricer. What I want is Arcia to get one in the
ribs, man.
In the ribs.
You want him to wear it?
Yeah, I want him to wear it. Let's show some toughness, this team. We have a Philadelphia Eagle coming up next. Reed Blankenship.
Sorry, he hasn't had a home run since August 9th. That's my
August 9th.
No, we had one day.
There you go.
You were off by a day.
How many double plays has he grounded into? I'm not doing this. All right. Eagles Radiothon continues as we raise money for the Eagles Autism Foundation. You can make your donation by texting the word afternoon to 53209. Donate whatever you want. Or go to eaglesradiothon.com. You can buy the t-shirt designed by Jason Kylie Kelsey for $30. Or bid on any one of a number of great items, including having this show broadcast at your home or business. Or come sit here with the studio. And coming up next, we'll have Eagle safety Reed Blankenship on. We'll talk to him about his item, which is he and Cooper DeJean will team up together. You will go to the NovaCare facility, and you will have an axe-throwing competition at the NovaCare facility.
And Nick Sirianni might come by.
Yeah, well, it seems like he did before. Yeah.
He's like, oops, how'd you end up here?
Oh,
do
wow.
I need to compete?
Oh, wow, there's a game we can play here?
He found out it was an axe-throwing competition.
So he showed up. Hey, Jalen, put me in the golf cart. Get me over there.
Yep.
So we'll talk to Reed Blankenship next about that, about going to Brazil, all that sort of stuff. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happy afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Reed Blankenship joins us in a moment. You know, it hit me. So we had Kylie Kelce in here at 2:30. When you have somebody in the room who isn't part of the show, and Jack comes back with the boom song from the Costco guys, it really feels unhinged.
Yes.
And I had to say, now I love when you do it.
Thank you.
But when there are other people here, I had to be like, look at Jack.
Well, it also could have played out at a very high level where she goes, is that the Costco guys?
Yes.
Right. So that's what he was hoping
that's
for.
That's what yes. I was looking for. Are you more of a big Justice or AJ guy? You know, like that kind of thing.
Well, she has a, I was looking at, she has a big TikTok account, Kylie does. So there are people whose algorithm is Kylie Kelce and then AJ and Big Justice.
Like, how many booms would you give the Hoagie Mouth quiz?
I'd give it 5 booms.
I mean, she went like 6 for 6. That's almost 7 booms.
She got all, I think, 8.
Eight?
I think she got
eight
them all
eight?
Right. Yeah, 8 for 8. She did great on that.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of calls and a couple of tweets that it is pronounced Salmon Street in Kensington, not Salmon Street.
Yeah, of course.
And bothers Jason Kelce, who can't... Call soda pop. So, like, you know, we can't.
Yeah, let's grow up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beggars can't be choosers.
Did you always know it was Arkansas? Or did you call it Arkansas growing up?
You are not serious that you called it Arkansas.
Yeah, nobody called it Arkansas.
Well, it took me a little bit. But I eventually figured it out.
You did not call it Arkansas.
I remember at one point being like, why is it called Arkansas?
Yeah.
It's spelled Arkansas.
You're lying.
Not.
It's spelled Arkansas.
No, it's not. It's spelled Arkansas.
I mean, it is spelled A-R and then Kansas.
Kansas, yeah, thank you. As a young kid, you didn't think the first thought was like, I don't know.
No.
No.
You
the first time I ever heard of Arkansas, it was Arkansas.
You came out the womb saying Arkansas.
No, I didn't. No. I'm telling you, when I first heard the word, I never heard Arkansas until later. Arkansas was the first word that I heard.
You came out of the womb saying Arkansas, this
yes.
guy says to you. By the way, you can make a donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation by texting the word afternoon to 53209 or by one of the t-shirts designed by Kylie and Jason Kelce at EaglesRadiothon.com, or you can bid on any one of a number of awesome experiences. Jack, could you put Reed up? My screen will not work. Like one with Reed Blankenship, who joins us now. Thank you for taking the time, Reed. We appreciate it.
Of course, man.
So the item is axe throwing with you and Cooper DeGene at the NovaCare Complex. Now,
yes, sir.
I have to be honest with you. I've seen this axe throwing thing. I'm married, you know, we're always looking for stuff to do, and I've seen it when I Google stuff to do with my wife and I. But I am terrified of axe throwing. It's just, for me personally, even seeing her with an axe or other people with an axe, I'm actually very scared of that. So I give you a lot of credit for standing around with strangers who all have axes.
Well, you mean let you in on something? This would be my first time doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do we know that you are safe with the axe, Reed?
Hey, listen. Now, you know, I grew up in Alabama, so I'm used to throwing stuff at, you know, the ground and stuff, and sometimes a piece of wood. So I'm pretty accurate when it comes to that.
Okay.
So I'm prepared.
Okay.
All right.
Well, and, you know, doing it at NovaCare, you know, there's just, like, a lot of important people around. I'm just saying be careful. That's all my own.
Hey,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about us. We're just there to have fun.
All right. And you're doing it with Cooper DeGene. Do you think, now I know you haven't done axe throwing yet, who do you think will be better, you or Cooper?
100% me. Just feel like you got that, you know, that baseball kind of arm.
Mm.
You know, I just feel like I'm just better than Cooper at throwing axe, you know, throwing axes. So. He's probably one of the guys that I would be scared of being around. You just don't know. You know, you don't know what this guy's about to do.
Eagle safety Reed Blankenship joins us. Now, speaking of Cooper, there's not just a new coordinator on defense, but like a bunch of new personnel that you're playing with. How far along do you think you are in terms of everyone knowing what they're doing, everyone knowing where they're supposed to be, and knowing everybody else's sort of tendencies to get off on a great start in Brazil?
Man, I think we're exactly where we want to be. Yes, we have a new DC. Yes, we have new personnel. But the guys we have in the room and the guys that are coaching us are doing a great job of relaying the message from what Vic's going, like telling them. And, you know, we got eager guys in the room ready to learn. And the great thing about this is that we're all smart enough to catch on quickly. So we talk about, you know, the base level, graduate level, and PhD level of football IQ when it comes to your job description and stuff. So I honestly feel like we're at that graduate level talking about PhD level stuff. And that's where you want to be as a group. And that just goes farther than just, you know, meeting in the DB room. You know, you got to go out with these guys. You got to go eat dinner and stuff. You got to know their background, like who you're playing with. So we're doing a great job doing that. And that, not just speaking of the DB room, this is the whole team in general, you know, and It's a different vibe, you know, and, you know, I'm very excited about it.
You mentioned, Reed, about, you know, playing as a group. I'm interested from your perspective. It's your third year. You weren't a starter your rookie year, but you certainly had enough playing time out there. I think you may even made a few starts when CJ GJ went down in that year. You guys went to the Super Bowl. Last year you were a starter. You had a different partner back there at the safety position. This year, CJ is back, but you're under a different coordinator, although the schemes may still be the same. What's it been like for you sort of getting adjusted and getting familiar with your backfield mate? I mean, you guys have to be sort of on the same page and have a good feel for how you guys are going to play defenses. How's that been for you?
You know, it's a challenge at the end of the day, you know, going coordinator each year. I think this might be my fourth in 3 years.
But you had two last year, yeah.
Yeah, yes. So it's tough, but at the end of the day, that's where you got to flip your mindset and be like, okay, this is where pros, like, this is where this is where the best safeties become who they are. And, you know, just getting CD back has meant a lot. Because, I mean, I played with him, you know, in 22, so I already know how he plays, how he handles himself. So it's honestly not like a big, like, kind of deal. Like we already got this working relationship, mm-hmm. and we're building off that from 22. And the biggest thing is, like, I'm always trying to communicate with him, and he's always trying to communicate with me. And that's what you want to have in the backfield. Like, you want to come to the sidelines, like, hey, what did you get? This is what I saw. This is how we should play it before the coaches even come over. And you already got a head start on what the coach is about to say. So that's what I like. That's what my goal is for this whole defense and this whole secondary is we need to anticipate what's about to be said. And then even before that, what's about to be, or what we are about to see, like, formation wise, play wise, and all that. So,
how would you describe Vic Fangio to somebody? So let's say they signed somebody today off of waivers and he asked you, hey, what's Fangio like? How would you describe him?
I would ask them if they've ever played for an old school coach. And if they know what I'm talking about, it's the guys that are putting pads on and hitting every play, every rep. You're doing something that involves contact. He's that type of guy. He has that mentality. He's like, we need to practice. We need all these reps. We need the game type reps because you only get so many practices until you go to walkthroughs, you know, just to, you know, take care of your bodies. But he's that type of guy. Like, he is blunt. He'll tell you what your job is, and if you mess it up, he'll call you out in the meeting, like, tell you straight. And that's what you need. That's what you need as a player. And, you know, as for me personally, I like to be coached like that. Like, don't just beat around the bush. Tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can learn from my mistakes so I don't do that again.
I think
that's
that's
one of the main things about Vic.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I think I heard you doing an interview with our midday show down at training camp a week or two ago, and you talked about how physical training camp has been this year, and it's one of the tougher ones that you've been around, and you may have even said it feels like you guys have been in pads just about every day. From a defensive standpoint, I love to hear that. I just got to be honest with you. I love to hear that training camp had this type of intensity to it this year. How important do you think that's going to be for the defensive unit, really the overall team, but I'm just speaking specifically about the defensive unit. How important do you think that'll be for you guys' success to have the type of training camp that you had this year?
I think it's very, very important because, you know, preseason starters don't get a lot of, like, game-type reps, taking people to the ground. But at the end of the day, if we're practicing in pads, we're going full speed and thudding somebody, we're not taking them to the ground, that's as live as we're going to get, and we need that. You got to get your body, as Vic would say, callous to contact, and he's right. You can't go into the game, you know, first time ever hitting somebody and, you know, oh, that kind of hurts. You know, you got to build that callus up, and I feel like we've been doing a great job doing that, everybody. So, personally, I'm ready to go physically, and this I feel so much better than I did last year at this time.
That's great to hear, actually. You know, we have the, you know, we talk about the Eagles for 4 hours every day. And one of the debates we have all the time is about how much you're hitting in training camp, and it goes back and forth all the time. It's good to hear you explain why it's been a positive and how it makes you feel ready.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We're talking to Eagles safety Reed Blankenship. So, you know, the first game, not something we're used to, obviously not something you're used to either, playing in Brazil on a Friday night. Have there been, we've heard some things back and forth, have there been any do's and don'ts they've given you about what you should do and what you shouldn't do down there?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard the whole spiel about it, but at the end of the day, you know, we have one goal, and that's to go play Green Bay Friday, and that's what we're going down there to do. We're not studying the whole, trying to go sightsee, whatever. You know, we have one goal, and that's just to bring home a dub here in Philly, so. We're very excited about that. BG gave us a long speech today after practice. He gets in those moods, man, and, you know, everybody just listens, and, you know, it's just cool to hear a vet like that. But, yeah, we're all ready to go, and like I said, we have one goal in mind. That's to get a dub, so.
Well, BG's in his mid-50s at this point, right? About that, I think?
Hey, it's crazy. Man. It's crazy to think about.
Well, thank you for joining us, man. You can bid on axe throwing with Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeGene. Now, Reed has not done axe throwing yet, but claims that he is good with an axe. So you can bid on that. That is at $2,500 right now. And you do it at the NovaCare facility. It's with Reed and Cooper DeGene. And you can bid at EaglesRadiothon.com. Well, good luck with the trip. And I'm glad that camp has gone well for you. And we look forward to watching you guys win on Friday night, next Friday night.
Thank you so much.
All right thanks, Reed.
Yep, take care.
There he is, Reed Blankenship. I do enjoy that guys like him, and I imagine as defensive players more than offensive players,
yep.
As you've said this a hundred times, because they're the ones doing the hitting, not getting hit. I can't not just saying it out loud. It definitely makes sense. but even him saying that there's sort of like this feeling you get that you're already in game mode, that you have that callus.
Yes.
I think that was
the perfect way to describe
the phrase that he used. You know, you have that callus from hitting somebody. Mm-hmm. So the first time that you have that sort of contact is not in an NFL game.
Yeah, because most of these guys, the season ended early January, second week of January.
Sure.
They haven't hit anyone since then. And so for a defensive player especially, they want to get used to having sort of that fearless mentality of going up and making hits. And so it normally takes a couple days to get to knock the rust off. You might miss a tackle here, miss a tackle there. Body is definitely sore after the first few days. You're getting in that ice tub. And then you get to that second, third week where, you know, you've already been banging just about every day. Pause.
Ooh, boy.
Nobody pauses himself quicker than Ike.
Well, because I know Quick Trigger McGraw in there. He's ready to go at all times. Yeah. He's ready to go at all times.
Well, you did better than Hugh a couple weeks ago.
What did Hugh do?
We were banging for 3 days straight and did every other day after that.
Sounds like a normal weekend for Hugh.
Oh, wow.
It was aggressive.
Yeah.
So I have some good news for you. I will tell you right after. There's nothing bad. It's actually decent news. Tell you right after I tell you about where you got to go to buy a brand new Hyundai. There's not even a question, right? You want a brand new car. You want a Hyundai. You got to go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. They're going to treat you the right way. They're going to make it fast, easy. And if you make it fast and easy, then it's going to be better in just about every way. John Ashdall, the cars are, and the staff over at Colonial, just going to take total care of you, give you gold standard service. It's going to be fast. They've got whatever new Hyundai you want, they've probably got it on the lot. Over 200 vehicles in stock. If you're worried about price, you don't have to worry about that either. They've got over 80 new Hyundais under 30 grand. Make it easy with financing, as low as 0% on select 2024s. And the place that gives everyone more for their trade-in than any other place in the region is going to give you a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai that drives off the lot at Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. You can shop 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So I checked in on the bidding for the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast.
Uh-oh.
And the good news is we're up to 5,500.
Okay.
The bad news is that's nowhere close where it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know, we have the best listeners on the station by far, and also the most charitable listeners on the station, and also the richest. So that combination means that this needs to go for quadruple what it's at right now, but we're heading in the right direction. You have 1 hour and 17 minutes left to bid.
And let's face it, we have the best show on the station.
I mean,
it had to be said.
It is what it is, you know? It's with great respect of every other show. To be second or third or fourth to us, or even fifth, would be an honor.
Yeah.
Would be an honor.
Fritz the Six count as a different show?
What's that?
Is Fritz the Six an extension?
No, that's an extension of this show.
Yeah. Yes. We'll claim it, except for the ones where it's not any good.
And the final out.
It's like.
Trust me, you want that.
The final
out.
You
need me on that wall.
Yeah, you just want it in your little podcast feed there.
Right? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You're a bad guy.
Yeah, I am. Chuck, I can't. Could you put Chuck on? Chuck and Mountain Airy, you're on WIP.
Spike. Yo, Spike.
Yo, Chuck.
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen. Hey, let me just say this, right? I donated some money to y'all, you know, event too. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Chuck.
I'll let you, boy.
Yeah, $20. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a charitable giver. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to be negative, right? Let me say this, right? I don't want to be negative on this situation, right? But I got to say this, man. The Philly organization, they should be investigated. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to me. You know, either you're the dumbest franchise in the MLB, or you just, you know, you don't care about your fans. Because it's sports malpractice to put that garbage on a mound, you know, and just say that's a major league pitcher. You know, it's people that pay money to go down there and watch these people play. You know what I mean? And you sit up there and you put this guy on the mound, and you know he can't pitch. You know, that's negligent, man. You know, then you say after the game, oh, well, we don't know what we're going to do. I got to talk about it. Well, there's nothing to talk about. This guy has no business being on the major league field. Now, where's my guy yet to throw the heat, Billy Falter? Where'd he go? He's a way better pitcher than Tom.
He's a pirate.
Yeah, well, he should be here. You know what I mean? Why would you get rid of him to keep this garbage? You know, where's my man? Where's our Turnbull? You know, where's
he
at, Jack? You can bring up somebody from the major league. Won't you go pitch for him every fifth game, Jack? I guarantee you.
That was an idea on the morning show today.
Yeah, you would do a hell of a better job than this guy, man. It's crazy to me, man. It makes no sense to me to put that guy back there on the field, you know, again. You know, he should be off the team, man.
You know what, Chuck? Chuck, you and I are on the same page on this one. I understand they have paid him, you know, he's got $36 million left on his deal after this year, but I think it's at this point, and I mean nothing personal against Taiwan Walker, I want to be clear, but at this point, it's not only an insult to the fans who are watching the game, forgetting even paying for tickets, spending 2.5 hours or 3 hours of your life watching a guy who you know is going to get hammered all over the place, and there's that, and to the rest of the team, I think I understand that they probably appreciate him as a teammate, all those things. But if you're trying to win a World Series, like, it's not just that he's not good. It's not just that he's a fifth starter. He is getting obliterated every time he's on the mound. They have to cut their losses. I don't know whether it means cutting him and just paying the money. I don't know if it means putting him on the Phantom IL and then in the offseason either paying someone to take him in a trade or including a couple prospects to get rid of him. But I don't. I just think it's insulting to have him on the mound anymore. I'm on the same page with you at this point.
Spike, here's the thing, right? You know, are you chasing money or are you chasing the World Series?
That's a good point.
You can't do both. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is this. This guy ain't good enough to be on the World Series roster. I'm not even mad at Tom Wildwalker. I'm not mad at even Topper. I'm mad at the organization, Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton. You got to know, you know, just to cut your losses. The same as, you know, the guy at the blackjack table who lost his money. You know, you got to go out and make some more money and come back to the blackjack table. You lost your money. It's a wrap. It's over. You ain't be the first organization to go out there and waste money on a garbage player. Don't keep throwing them out there on the mound and saying that you're contending for a World Series because you can't do both. And you know what I mean? You peel my face and just say that it's water. That's crazy to me. I just don't get it. And as far as Reed Blankenship stinks. I just want to let you guys know that. You know, I know he's doing a charitable thing. But when you and Cooper DeGene ain't no better. I watched him in the preseason game. If you take the number off the back of the jersey, both those guys look alike. I see why they're doing.
Well, I know why you say they look alike, Chuck, and I'm offended by it.
Yeah, I don't be offended by it. You know what I mean? I ain't that R word. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just pointing out the obvious. But I'm just saying. I hope they throw axes better than they play corner.
Look, well, we hope they play corner better than they throw axes, yeah, Chuck.
Chuck, I'm sitting here
in my Jason. Reed's not a cornerback, by the way. That might be an issue.
I'm sitting here wearing my Jason Sehorn jersey, completely offended at everything you've just said, Chuck.
Well, see, you know what I was about to say? Jason Sehorn was the only guy I know. You know what I mean?
The last white corner that was in the NFL, yes. So yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And John Lynch was the only safety. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's why I said 11.
Oh, no. You got Harrison.
Smith.
Harrison Smith, Minnesota.
Nah, he ain't no good. Come on. Huh?
He's a multiple-time Pro Bowler, all-pro guy.
All right, Chuck, listen.
He's a mixed guy. He's black and white. He's not just white guy.
Oh, God. All right. I'm out. Yeah, the whole black white thing just goes too far, and then it just becomes then now somebody's offended out there.
Yeah, I know. I like
breaking news.
Rob Thompson has announced
that
Taiwan Walker will move to the bullpen.
There you go.
As a long man.
There you go.
So when we're down 10-0,
mop up duty for Taiwan.
Now y'all can stop belly aching. Nah. You happy?
Off the rock.
Well, there's a little bit too much. Like, he's never going to pitch in the playoffs. Like,
yeah,
the whole World
this
Series
is too much for me.
It
is too much belly aching for a guy who's not going to pitch in the playoffs. And quite frankly, you know this damn club is not about to cut somebody they owe $36 million to.
Other teams have, though.
Huh?
Other teams have.
I said this club.
Would they have to? He can't.
But they clearly aren't.
Well, can I tell you, he cannot have a roster spot next year on the Phillies.
Now we move to next year.
I'm just saying.
Well, they may trade him this offseason. I don't know.
Well, they'll be paying him if they trade him. There's no way anyone's taking that money.
I don't want to argue about
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.